I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus Weekly Report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two, and so great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for joining me here at Chosen Generation Radio. If you missed any parts of hour number one, my visit with Mr. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, encourage you to check that out. And thank you again for tuning in. Two things I'm going to ask of you. Actually, I'm going to add a third. The first thing is please share about the program. Share about TECN-TV. We're excited to announce as a network that we reached 4.1 million this past week. Waiting to get the numbers. Let me see if the numbers have been sent out yet. And not yet. So waiting for our new numbers, but, very, very excited, to express that to you folks and grateful for the opportunity, to be here with you. And thank you for sharing the program, by the way, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you can share that with your friends and watch all of the TECN TV broadcasts there as well, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're on from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. What else? Okay, so number one is share. Number two, if you would be so kind as to consider buying Pastor a cup of coffee. That's just a simple cup of coffee. Anywhere from $3 to $5 is a cup of coffee. If you would consider, doing that maybe once a month or once a week, that would be awesome. You can do that at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. Use the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. Again, Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, or on Venmo, you can do it at @PastorGregCGR, @PastorGregCGR. And I want to thank Brandon for his contributions. God bless you, and thank you so much for that. I want to thank James for his contribution. Thank you so much for that, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate all of those that are sending in. Thanks to Steve, our truck driver, that sends in monthly contributions. Greatly appreciate those as well. And we thank Pastor Rafael Cruz, who's become a new partner here. And he announced that actually in his segment that he had with me earlier this month. So we are grateful to Pastor Rafael Cruz for his support. I want to thank Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/chosen, patriotmobile.com/chosen, the only conservative Christian telephone, mobile phone company and network in the nation. Covers the entire nation, great coverage all over the country, and you're supporting great causes like Chosen Generation Radio and our efforts here in America and in India. And you can support Patriot Mobile by converting over your cell phone coverage to Patriot Mobile by using patriotmobile.com/chosen, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Also encourage you to get over, and we'll talk about some more about CGR Wellness, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about green fuel tabs, and why am I going to talk to you about those things? Well, because they're important issues that are happening in our lives right now, and it's important to me to share with you what I believe are things that will help and benefit and make life better for you, make life easier. They've certainly helped my life, and I want to share them with you. And so we'll be talking a bit about those things as we get into our hour here. Want to also talk to you about an issue regarding parents, and we talked a little bit about this last hour, but I want to go over this. This is an article out of the Daily Wire, but it's been picked up by a few different entities around the country. Parents lead protests against medical transition of minors outside of California Pediatrics Convention. The American Academy of Pediatrics Conference in Southern California on Saturday saw a group of parent protesters outside objecting to medical transition of trans-identifying minors. Wow. That's a mouthful. Trans-identifying minors. Little boys that decide to dress up, or their sisters decide to dress them up in a dress. Or little girls who want to play baseball and play with cars and trucks and dinosaurs instead of dolls and cakes and kitchens. And suddenly, because of that, maybe they need to question their gender assignment at birth, their God-given gender assignment. I mean, when you think about the feminist movement, the idea of this feminist movement was that, women are, and I hold up quotes in the air, women are able to do anything that a man can do. That was kind of the battle of the sexes in the 70s, the challenges that would go back and forth. Women are able to do anything that a man can do. Now, instead of women are able to do anything that a man can do, the mantra is a woman needs to become a man because then she'll feel more comfortable doing man stuff. I mean, they don't want to wait until someone is in their 20s. And how many 20-something-year-olds have you talked to that are still saying, you know, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I want to do with the rest of my life. I'm still trying to decide what profession I'm going to choose, what job I want to hold, the trajectory of my life in their 20s, which is not uncommon or unusual or should be considered strange. Yet now, I want to throw this out here just for us to be thinking about. Because there was a big push, I don't know when it started, 20, maybe 30 years ago. There was this big push, this big idea that we needed to get kids to declare what they were going to do. It started out as being something that would happen as soon as you hit college. You had to declare your major. But then we started moving it back into high school, and we said, no, we need to do preparatory to get them ready to go to college, so we need them to start thinking about making those decisions at 14. Then we said, no, that's not quite early enough, so now we need to start getting them ready and thinking about who they're going to be and what they're going to do at the age of 12 years old in junior high, and we're going to put the pressure on them to make those decisions. And we're going to say that that's healthy. And I just want you to think about this for a minute, because we're suggesting to a 12-year-old that 12-year-old should now decide who they're going to be when they're 30 years old, 35 years old, and the path they're going to take. Now, there is parental engagement and parental involvement in helping a child to make those kinds of decisions in development. And you can go into child development. You can talk about, you know, putting certain things in front of a kid and so on, and kind of helping to guide and direct their path. But if you're going to talk about getting a child to the place that at 11, 12 years old, they can decide what kind of path they're going to be on and what their major is going to be in college and what degree they're going to get and what profession they're going to get. Then the argument back now about them at 12 being in a place, or 8 or 9 or 10, to be able to decide a long-term life decision. I want you to think about what's going on here. There was a door that was opened. There was a door that was opened, and that door that was opened was at the very beginning of beginning to try to tell children younger and younger and younger in age, you're no longer a child. You now need to make adult decisions. And the conditioning for this too, not only was this in an education forum or in the idea of moving forward, but I want you to think about the fact that we have allowed Planned Parenthood to come in. We have allowed the sex education program to come in. And for probably at least 30 years now, maybe 40 years, Planned Parenthood, remember, came about in the late 1950s. In the 1960s, Planned Parenthood was influencing the minorities in America and had gone into the neighborhoods there to provide quote-unquote health care, which it wasn't health care. It was abortion care and sterilization. And Margaret Sanger saying, we need to exterminate these people. We need to reduce the population. As Rick Manning suggested in our opening segment. There's a parallelism here. So by the time we get into the 90s now, we have young children, and you can go and watch something like The Mind Polluters, but there's other evidence of it out there. The Kinsey reports that came out in the 60s, the experiments on young people that were going on by, I believe his name was Albert Kinsey. I'll double check that in the break. But Kinsey is the last name. You can look that up. The sexual perversion that was engaged in that, and that found itself into our classrooms, and so we started teaching our kids at a very young age that they should explore sex with one another as young as 9 years of age. Folks, when you have kids doing that, think about what we've done and the door that we've opened, the pathway that we've opened. And now we're concerned about this gender transition issue. But we opened the door long ago and started forcing adult decisions on very young children. And this is where it takes us. I'll be back to talk more about this coming up. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, again. So talking about a few things that I'd like to ask you to do to participate. Number one, share the program. Where our numbers are growing, we greatly appreciate that. But please share the program, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Number two, please consider a donation, and that is buy Pastor a cup of coffee, paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or go to Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR on Cash App. Venmo is @PastorGregCGR, @PastorGregCGR. If you want to learn about what we're doing in India, you can go to CG4i.com, CG4i.com. That's our India ministry. Lots going on over there. A lot of plans right now of things that we are working on in order to generate the income that we need. There is a huge issue right now for Christians, especially in Punjab, India, and a lot of danger. And I'll maybe get into some more of that through this hour. We maybe talk a little bit about that. But there's definitely some serious issues that are going on over there right now. And we need some serious help financially in order to meet the needs of our over 500 pastors spread out across all of Punjab. In addition to that, we have communities that are in need, Christian communities that are under assault right now. At our services on Sunday, just as an example, normally we run between 150 and 180. this past weekend, our numbers were down somewhere around 80, maybe as high as 100, but no more than that. And a lot of that had to do with people that are afraid to come to church. They're afraid to come to church. And the reason they're afraid is because of the attacks that have happened and the threats of violence being placed upon them by the Sikh. In addition to those threats, there's also the threats against the Christian community as a whole when it comes to work and day labor. And day labor means that if they don't get work, then they don't get to eat. And if the Sikh are successful there in Punjab in restricting Christians from being hired to do certain work, that can be life-threatening, in addition to cutting off food as well. So we have some very aggressive plans as to how to address that issue, how to push back against that situation, and we have the personnel and we have the structure in place, but we need your help. $5 will help. If you've got more than that, $500, $1,000, $10,000, we need some very serious people that have a vision to see the gospel of Jesus Christ advanced and to defend Christians in Punjab, India. And we have, as I said, the structure is fully in place for us to be able to manage and handle this. Property that we need to purchase, 5 acres we need to buy so that we can plant, so that we can then from that sell into the market and provide food to the poor. Our Christian brothers and sisters are the ones that do the farming and do all the work, so the agricultural side is covered. We know how to handle it. We just need the money. We need to raise $150,000. We need to raise $150,000, and that's going to take care of purchasing the 5 acres that we need, putting in the water, the electricity, and the structure, and the seed, and so that we can go in and get started providing. And we're getting ready to get into some tough months, and it's so important that we get this done, and we get it done now. So, man, if you can help, contact me. Go to Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Send me an email, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Perhaps you're someone that God has blessed with the wealth and the finances to be able to assist us in this. It's a tax-deductible donation, but we can show you how we've got the plan in place to be able to do this. On the other front, we're looking at rickshaws. We want to purchase rickshaws to be able to give people, again, an ability to be able to make a living. We want to expand our sewing classes. We now have 3 schools going. We'd like to expand that. And we've got freshwater wells. $400 puts in a well that can serve anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 people with fresh water every single day. Right now, we have 32 wells going. That means that we are reaching right this second anywhere between 45 and 90,000 people with fresh water every single day for the first time in their lives. And you can be a part of that. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. If you want to use Cash App is $PastorGregCGR.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I was talking in the first segment about what's happened to our children, and there was a protest that took place. Parents gathered together in Anaheim in Southern California outside of the American Academy of Pediatrics on Saturday to object to the medical transition of quote-unquote trans-identifying minors, a position the AAP has uncritically adopted. In other words, they have adopted this idea of trans-identifying minors, and that somehow it's a good thing to take children and subject them to hormones and other things. So there was a group of parents that gathered out there. Now, let's see, representatives from the organizations Advocates Protecting Children, Gays Against Groomers, Lesbians United, Mom Army, Our Duty, Partners for Ethical Care, and GenSpec attended the demonstration. Here's a quote. I was disappointed in the fact that the AAP leadership told their participants to steer clear of us, said Friday And who is Friday? Aaron Friday was one of the organizers who put it together and put together some information that went out. And the AAP leadership said, oh, stay away from these people. They're bad. They're going to tell you. You know, it's interesting. So if the people who are attending this are supposed to be doctors and physicians, pediatricians, then you have parents and individuals that are going to be presenting them with material and information. You would think that that these pediatricians then, if the information that they're being presented with is wrong and is not correct, that then they would have the wherewithal to be able to have an intelligent conversation, a critical conversation, and express to the parents the reason why they're in support of such things. To avoid them? That just sounds to me like you know that what you're doing is not appropriate. Look, even at a Trump rally, the people that are attending there, they're not trying to avoid the individuals that are there to protest per se, unless those protesters are planning violence, which is generally what the left does. They pepper spray and they do all kinds of ridiculous things. They don't want to have a conversation because they don't have any intellectual basis. They don't have any intelligent basis for their arguments. It's ludicrous, some of the things that they have to say. This whole thing with Beto O'Rourke right here in Texas. Beto is for the lawlessness that is going on. He's for releasing murderous and violent illegal criminals. He may say, oh, well, no, I'm not for it. Well, except that your policies and the way that you have voted when you were in the Texas legislature was in exact opposition to the rule of law. And you did support those things. So your record speaks for what you support and who you are. You are for pedophiles, you are for child molestation, and you are for the murder of babies. And you are for sodomy, and you are for pushing these agendas that I'm talking about in the schools. And yes, they're critically important, ladies and gentlemen. These are very important issues. Look, we talk about this, we disassociate it, and we say, well, that's a moral issue, or that's a spiritual issue, or that's a religious issue. We label them that way, and then we discard them. When what we should be doing is recognizing that we're dealing with the next generation, and then we're wondering why we are ending up where we are ending up, why we are on the pathway that we are on, because we are not protecting our younger generation and our kids. Let me read to you a statement that was given. This was something that Chloe Cole is an 18-year-old young woman who began puberty blockers and testosterone at 13 and had a double mastectomy at 15 on the advice of her doctors. Medical professionals had the audacity to suggest that she should consider this kind of radical intervention on her body. At the age of 13, I was talking in the first segment about how we begin, and we kind of began this by looking at it from the perspective of the education, considering and telling children that at 10, 11, 12 years of age, they needed to decide what their career path was going to look like and how they were going to spend the rest of their lives. And that somehow at that point they could make those kinds of decisions. Now, are there children that are just innate, have in them this sense of this is who I am and this is what I'm supposed to become? A police officer, a firefighter, could be an electrician. I mean, they have interests, and children have interests. Every child has some specific interests. And as parents, our responsibility is we need to see what those interests are and how can those interests develop into something that can blossom into a productive life and help guide them down that path. But we also need to be careful because we are not forcing children at such a young age. And then when we start talking to them about making those decisions, that's where this craziness begins to come from. So here we go. We are writing as a group of individuals who formerly identified as transgender, Cole said. Many of us were young teenagers when we decided on the direction of medical experts to pursue irreversible hormone treatments and surgeries to bring our bodies into closer alignment with what we thought was our true gender identity. Many of us had extensive history as a mental illness. Many of us had experienced significant childhood trauma, but all of this was ignored because we uttered the word gender. This utterance placed us on a narrow medical pathway that led us to sacrifice our healthy bodies in future fertility and obesity to the claim that our suffering was a result of having a gender identity that did not match our biological sex. Think about that, man. Think about what she just said. Some radical, and a lot of this comes from what is referred to as the Kinsey reports, the Alfred Kinsey studies that I told you about. And some of these, I mean, this individual wrote books, studies called Sexual Behavior in the Human Male and Sexual Behavior in the Human Female. He was able to put these studies out in 1948 and 1953. This is not a brand new thing that they are doing to our kids. Under his experiments and doing the things that he, the perverted things, this guy was a pervert. He was a pedophile. He was a child abuser. He should have been in jail. He should have been locked up and put into in solitary confinement and put into prison. But instead, he was allowed to get government money and to do these radical experiments on children. And a lot of this is brought out in The Mind Polluters, the film The Mind Polluters. But in his study, he suggests that 37% of males and 13% of females had at least some overt homosexual experience to orgasm. This is a guy that was taking 5-month-olds and abusing them and causing them to have orgasms and seeing how many orgasms could they have in a 12 or 14 hour period. How many times could he strap them down and force them to orgasm? A 5-month old. He should have been put in prison immediately for child abuse, but instead it was considered to be science, and so he was allowed to abuse. These are live people that were allowed to be abused. Now, some of these were incarcerated individuals who had absolutely no choice. I don't even know where he got the children from. Probably from orphanages. Think about it. He experimented on real people with his perversion. It's disgusting when you stop and think about what it is that he did. And then that data was used to justify behavior and to create an entire curriculum. And it's the curriculum that is being used in your schools today with your kids, your children. Let that sink in for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Let that sink in as to what is happening in our schools today. And so then, the counter to that, you have school boards that are promoting this. This is where they've gotten into. And because parents show up and suggest that, hey, this shouldn't be happening. I don't want you perverting my kid. I don't want you secretly telling my boy that he's a girl and then giving him some kind of female pronoun that he uses at school but doesn't use at home, and you lie to me. I don't want that going on. But that's what's happening in our schools today. And ladies and gentlemen, it must stop, and we're not violent extremists for saying so. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Okay, my apologies, folks. Trying to get some movement here. I was setting up a preview for you, and it appears that we are stuck. All right, here we go.
So Black Lives Matter released their 990 IRS filing. They collected $80 million.
Where is that money?
It's not here. Everything looks worse than it was.
Where have you seen that money impacted throughout the city?
So my producer just sent me a link. It is just shocking to me because of how much money was raised to think that where he lives, the bills weren't being covered. Super frustrating, but that's a dead end, so. And here's where it gets really interesting. Ready for some BLM pride? Another $200K went to escorts, BDSM workers, strippers, peep show workers, phone sex operators, and webcam performers. And then at that moment, it became personal. And I thought, not only am I going to say the truth, I am going to scream the truth louder than you can scream the lies.
The greatest lie ever sold. It's at the Daily Wire. You can find it there. If you join the Daily Wire, then you can watch The Greatest Lie for free. It'll be a part of your membership. Listen, I'm not getting anything from the Daily Wire. I know I probably should ask for some kind of support from Ben Shapiro over there. We certainly seem to have a lot of the same ideals, at least the Judeo-Christian ideals and what have you. But I like a lot of their material. What is a woman? Matt Walsh. What is a woman? My goodness. If you haven't seen that, again, along the lines of the things we're talking about, so critically important to understand. So let me kind of preface what I'm going to talk about in the next hour, here in this segment. And again, I want to remind you, so I said three things. The first two, number one is please share ChosenGenerationRadio.com, share the program. You'll be sharing the TECN TV network as well as this player plays that I'm playing on the website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We play all of the TECNTV.com, content. So I encourage you to check that out. And of course, I encourage you also to follow us on our podcasts that you can find, in the show archives at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get signed up for our emails as well. We, generally have emails going out every day, that are, stories that you may not hear elsewhere. So we encourage you to check those out as well. Several of those, we've got coming up for you. So, encourage you to get those in the email at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. So share. Number two, please consider buying Pastor a cup of coffee. If you would, $3, $5, you can make that donation at paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg or Cash App $PastorGregCGR. That's Cash App $PastorGregCGR or at Venmo @PastorGregCGR. @PastorGregCGR. So three ways you can donate there. PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo. At both Cash App and Venmo, it is PastorGregCGR. Cash App always asks for the $. Venmo always asks for the &. At Pastor Greg CGR. And then of course paypal.me/PastorGreg, and you can just put in your credit card, come in as a guest. You don't have to open an account. Just come in as a guest and you can do it. And the other way to do that is to go to the website. Go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com and click on donate. That's the best link for that. And then you just put your credit card information in. It's one time, say no, don't remember it, and boom, then you're done. If you want to, you know, make a larger contribution or you want to make a monthly contribution, you can set up a PayPal account, and that will allow for it to come in monthly. I know there were those concerns about PayPal. I'm looking at other options, but based on where I bank, which is local, They have, you know, they're not signed on to certain services. So, we'll get that figured out. But for right now, PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or the donate, go to the donate button at the website. And then the third thing that I want you to do is to remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Write that number down. Have it handy. We need to be on the phone with our senators, reminding them that we expect them to vote grassroots, moral, biblical values. Grassroots, moral, biblical values. Okay, well, there's nothing biblical about an agenda that promotes perversion. And in H.R. 5, which the House passed and moved to the Senate, they're going to codify. They're going to make it so that churches will be demanded to participate in things that are absolutely anti-biblical, especially when it comes to relationships and forcing this LGBTQ agenda down our throats. What, you've got to be aware of that and phone your senators to tell them to vote no on H.R. 5. No on H.R. 5. 202-224-3121. And you can't let off the pedal because of the election. Just because of what happens in November coming up, the election that comes up this next week, just because of what happens in that, those individuals are not sworn into office until next January. That means between now and then, you have individuals that you may have voted out or have retired or what have you. In the past, they might lay low. Now, it seems as though they're going to use this session as an opportunity to say, hey, what are you going to do to me? You've already booted me out of office, so I really don't care what you have to say. Folks, they need to care. They need to care what we have to say. We the people governed by our consent. All right, let's get to this article. I'm going to talk a bit about this. I'm going to run out of time here, but I want to talk about this article that is in, it's a Gallup poll article. Now, this is a year old, but there was a recent study that was done by the Pew Report that identified that 69% of Americans identify as being religious. I don't know what the religion is, but they believe their faith is important to them. I think the predominant of that is Christianity. Here's the thing that I think is significant to understand about this, is that there is a large group and there is a movement within the Christian movement right now for Christians to sit on the sidelines and not be engaged in this process. There is a movement amongst Christians right now to not be engaged. And I would remind you what we read in Psalms 22. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Folks, we cannot make the assumption that, oh, well, we're just going to let everything go, and the worse it gets, the sooner he's going to come back, and then he'll fix everything that we allowed to be messed up. I would refer you to the parable of the talents and the one talent person who hid their talent and then gave that one talent back. And what did the master say? And bear in mind that these are Jesus Christ's words and that Jesus is speaking on behalf of the Father. And it's so important for us to understand, if we bury the talent, and part of burying the talent is not being engaged in the national things that God has called us to do. I'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.